I'm Robert Rogers, founder of Parkinson's Recovery in 2004. Each and every holiday season, I conduct a survey where I ask two questions of respondents. The first question is, since the last holiday season, that is a year ago, have you been feeling generally better, about the same, or worse? The second question in my annual survey is basically to ask, please list any and all therapies, methods, approaches, habits, lifestyle preferences that lead you to be able to celebrate symptom relief. The results of this year are, this is for last year, 2024, are now in. And I have to, just as a caveat, report that I typically in this survey send out about 10 reminders. I mean, I flood people's emails. This year, for some reason, I sent out one request for persons to respond to my survey. I received back 9 responses that I thought were quite interesting. So I didn't send out any other reminders. Now, people believe, I think generally, that once they have a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, that their condition will degenerate. In other words, they're going to get worse and there's nothing they can do about it. The reason I founded Parkinson's Recovery 2 decades ago was to turn that false belief around. It's simply not true. In previous years, when I've done my annual survey, we found that in the earlier years, about 2/3 of respondents reported that they were either generally the same or better. In the last survey, the responses were actually 75% of respondents reported that they were either about the same or they were better. In other words, wait a minute, this condition is not necessarily degenerative. Of course, for some, yes, that would be true, but certainly it is not a blanket statement that is true. So what's the result of this year's survey? Well, I got back 9 responses, and get this, of the 9 responses, 100% reported they were either better or the same. 100%. Now remember, again, if in fact it were true that this condition is degenerative, 100% reported that they were worse. That's not the result that I actually received. I thought what would be most illuminating for everybody is for me to simply read these 9 responses. And what you're going to be able to actually hear is a wide diversity of the choices that people make in order to be able to celebrate symptom relief. Now, we've documented over 120 natural therapies, methods, approaches, and habits that enable individuals to celebrate symptom relief. And you'll see this is really reflected in the reports that I received from these 9 amazing individuals. And also, I just want to point out, when somebody says they are about the same, it doesn't mean that they are doing poorly. In most of the cases, the person is doing really quite well indeed. So let me just read each response so that you get a flavor of the diversity. First response, I am better with my focus, but I am worse with pain. Joe Dispenza has helped me a great deal. Next report, I feel better this year. I am using the Vialite, that's the photobiomodulation technology that Vialite has sponsored now for a number of years with great success, particularly for persons with neurological conditions. And this person reports that they have received relief from using acupuncture. Next report, doing very well, still using homegrown fava beans to make fava bean tinctures for L-Dopa supplement. God is so good. Next response. Each day is so different from the last. Some days I feel better. Some days I feel the same. I have moments when I feel worse. I have experienced new different symptoms, but I feel the impermanence of the new different symptoms. I feel the impermanence on a knowing level. So for this particular person, I coded that as about the same. So what helps? I take a variety of supplements. I do exercises, including stretching, qigong, walking, yoga. I have a Nordic elliptical stepper. Meditation, energy work, quantum healing, massage, acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy. Get enough rest. I've done a bit of yoga nidra. When I get up in the morning, I feel very good, very few symptoms. Keeping myself well hydrated is a key for me. Eating well makes a difference for me, too. I no longer eat any sugars, including some fruits. I no longer eat gluten. Also, I've stopped eating any and all dairy. Cutting out dairy and gluten stopped me from experiencing GERD, which I suffered from excruciatingly. Next report is, this person says they are better, and the reason is pdrecovery.org. Next person, generally feeling better. Relief using methylene blue, nicotine patches, fasting, range of supplements including selenium, copper, NAC, vitamin C, about to make my own liposomal vitamin C and take herbs, melatonin, magnesium, diet low in processed foods, regular hard exercise, and take notice of advice from Dr. Ardis. Next person reports they are better. Why? Exercise, nutrition, prescription, medications. Next person, I'd say my symptoms have stayed the same. I'm currently using some of John Coleman's approaches and the low-dose naltrexone. I'm working with a holistic Dr. Len Hinkle. I do yoga and qigong daily, and I get glutathione infusions every other week. Next person basically reports the following. Feeling better after 9 years of the diagnosis, and this is what they get help from. It's a pretty long and interesting list. Extraction of 6 root canals that proved to be infected. Dead nerve was not conducive to feeling the infection. IV ozone therapy. Red light therapy. Again, that's the photobiomodulation therapy, and I assume that's from Vialite, but I don't know. Movement of any kind. Ping pong, rock study, boxing, yoga, Pilates, dance, walking, being in nature, forest bathing, sunshine, gardening, NAET, which is allergy work, emotional work, which is basically trauma release, supportive relationships, being of service, humor, laughter, laughing at limitations, acupuncture, chiropractic, staying away from media and negative people, singing, traveling, getting enough sleep, taking supplements, diet, particularly brain food, organic food and reducing chemicals in the environment. Increase fiber to reduce constipation. Intermittent fasting. Taking smallest dose of Parkinson's medications and nothing else if possible. Support groups for some, but I chose not to attend. Monitoring blood sugars, hemoglobin, A1C. Fasting insulin, low carb diet. Blood pressure, cholesterol, and be proactive before they get out of hand. Which one helped me the most? I cannot say. They all did, and they continue to help. Even if the list seems overwhelming, after a while of conscious living, all becomes second nature and does not require any effort. And then there was a follow-up email. Oops, I forgot to mention, busy learning a new language, exploring an old or new hobby. Read just for fun to learn. So as you can see, some of these reports have a very long list of what a person does to feel better. Other lists are relatively short, but clearly you can see that there is a wide range of different options that people embrace that really are making a difference for them. So that's my report for the annual survey I sponsor here at Parkinson's Recovery. And I want to emphasize the big picture point. The big picture point, this condition is anything but degenerative. People are able to find natural options that are enabling them to celebrate symptom relief. And that's what's happening here on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all of the children are profoundly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact that you've listened to my annual report of the survey, that you indeed are traveling down the road to recovery using your own best intuition and choices about what are the right natural therapies for you to embrace.